CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
If you've listened to our show over the last couple of years, you know we have an obsession with food, and don't we love it?
Oh, yeah.
And when you're heading into summer, it's all about the barbecue in Australia. And when the junior world champion barbecuer comes from the Central Coast, we need to get him on the show. His name is Flynn Hogston, and he joins us right now. Morning, Flynn.
Morning, Flynn.
Good morning.
That is a huge title, Flynn. How do you feel?
I feel like just amazed, really.
It's pretty amazing. How old are you, Flynn?
I'm 11.
11.
You're 11 years old and you're already a world champion.
Now, how did you find out you were good at the barbecue, mate? Like, what was the... What kicked that all off for you?
I did cooking inside the house, and then my dad started, and then I saw my dad doing all this cooking, so then I just...
And then your dad saw an opportunity to kick back and relax and get you to cook a barbecue for him, mate. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and, like, I didn't really think I was going to win when I entered the competition, though.
Oh, really? So you didn't even think you were going to win. What's your favourite thing to cook on the barbecue, Flynn?
I like cooking sausages and... Because sausages are nice and quick and easy.
Just the classics, Bree. You know, you just keep it simple. You're king of the school now, Flynn. You know, you're getting around. Everyone knows you're world champion.
Yeah.
Just looking at your pick in the paper here, mate, you're like the Justin Bieber of the barbecue world.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll claim that, will you, mate?
Do you really enjoy cooking, Flynn? Is that something you want to get into or maybe do when you get older?
Yeah. I want to do something, like, to do with cooking.
So you want to be a chef or something maybe one day? What's your the most impressive meal that you can cook?
Probably...
Sausages.
No, I can cook spaghetti bolognese.
That's a classic, mate.
That's always a classic.
That is an absolute classic. And when you were doing the comp, I'm just interested to find out, how did they judge the winner? Like, what made you the best of the best on the barbecue?
Well, I think one thing that got me a few more points was I did squares, and I also did some pulled. So there was like two options for the ribs. So there was like two options, and
All right, well, you give the judges a choice, and the picture is there, mate. We love a world champion on this show, and when you're local as well, we are all about it, mate. So
hopefully you don't run into that that person who won MasterChef on the coast. Look out.
Yeah.
She's talking about Julie Goodwin, mate.
Yeah. You'll take her on, won't you, Flynn?
Yeah, I will.
All right. Enjoy, mate. Congratulations, world champion. You're the king of the coast when it comes to the barbecue. You'll have a ripper summer.
Nice work, Flinny.
Thank you.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
There's a judge in Hawaii who's taken it into his own hands with a court matter for a guy who sent 144 text messages to his ex-girlfriend. 144 not very nice text messages. He did.
What, threatening ones?
They're not listed here, so I'm not sure how bad they got.
Well, it mustn't be great because he's in court.
Yeah, well, it's an ex, so they could be in there for multiple reasons. Well, I can tell you this. He was fined $2,400 and sentenced to 200 hours of community service. But on top of that...
For doing what, though?
The text messages.
But it's not illegal to send someone a text message, is it?
Can be if you want to take it to the next level, I guess.
Like what?
Abusive stuff, mate.
Oh.
God, you know what I mean?
Not really. I didn't think that was illegal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like put in jail.
People take restraining orders out and threatening ones all the time, don't they? But on top of that, just to make good, and this is what I do like when they put a little positive spin on it, he's been ordered, he has 144 days to get his act together and send back 144 compliments to his ex-girlfriend.
I bet she doesn't want to hear from the bloke.
Well, not even nice stuff?
No.
Ladies love a compliment, don't they?
No, I'd say No thanks.
No thanks.
Don't want to hear from you.
144 compliments. Hey, that's a tough one to come up with 144 about
people.
Yeah,
that is a lot.
Without starting to get a bit sort of, you know, flaky on it, a little bit sort of, you know, making them up.
Yeah.
Once you get past 10, you get to 10, you're like, oh, 133 still to go.
Yeah, you probably use all your good ones first.
At the start.
And then they'd get really crappy.
And the compliments, it's awkward receiving a compliment, isn't it? Isn't it awkward?
A lot of people aren't good at receiving a compliment.
Yes.
I'd say I'm one of those people.
How do you go taking a compliment?
Not good.
Do you give one back straight away or just go, oh, yeah, thanks? Oh, you just get really, you don't know how to take it, do you?
Depends what it is, I think.
Okay.
Depends what the compliment is.
Because if someone, so you rock up and someone goes, oh, Bree, nice jacket.
Well, that's an easy one because
yeah,
it's like,
thanks.
Materialistic.
Call up and give Bree a compliment right now.
No.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16.
Don't give her that.
See how awkward
that's
she gets.
That's so awkward.
13, no. 13, 12,
no
16.
No one's going to call, so it's going to be even more awkward.
Just give Bree any compliment you've got.
No. 13. I hate that.
Let's go to Joe in Baddow Bay. Morning, Joe. Morning, Joe.
Morning.
Joe, what have you got?
Every time I see the Brian Gaundy billboard, I think, Bree, you've got such a beautiful smile and you always glow.
You always glow, so, mate. See, that's nice stuff.
Yeah, and she's got one of the best smiles I've ever seen.
Best smiles he's ever seen.
Appreciate that, Joe.
Oh, look at
him. Riverside awkward. Dental Spa. I'll down and see the guys.
And a plug within the compliment. Let's go to compliment from a lady. Let's go to Ellen. Morning, Ellen.
Morning.
Morning. How are we?
Good, thank you, Ellen.
You got a compliment for Bree?
I do. I actually think you're a really personable and really kind person. I've met you once and I just thought you were great with my daughter. I think you're a really, really nice person and you're very humanistic on the radio.
Oh, I really like hers.
See?
That was a nice one, Ellen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your daughter's name?
Jade.
Jade.
Yes.
Oh, I think I remember meeting you. Where was that?
It was at Domain.
Yes, I do remember meeting you. Oh, thanks for calling up. Appreciate that. And let's
Very
move on.
Very personable.
Bree would love to take your kids to Aquasplash as well. That's how nice she is. So if you'd love
just
to...
For you,
just
Ellen.
For you, Ellen.
Thank you.
All right. You, the kids and Bree will all get down.
Yeah.
Aquasplash Central Coast, the ultimate aqua playground. Gosford Waterfront back again this year. I wish we could take some more.
No.
The swear
oh,
word.
Look at the time.
We might have to come back and do some more at some point.
No, we're late to the news.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
For anyone that listens to this show, they might just think with my fiancée Jamie, all I do is try and stitch her up at home and record some audio and play it on the show. But I like to try and do some nice stuff for Jamie as well. And yesterday I planned a surprise movie screening of a movie that she's starting, which is like an independent Australian film.
Indie film.
It's called Pulse. So Pulse feature film, if you want to look it up. And it's in film festivals around the world at the moment. Just won first prize overseas, $20,000 prize. So it's good things. But I booked out the entire Avoca Picture Theatre. So I booked it out for a 6 o'clock session last night, started up a secret Facebook page, invited a whole bunch of people down to do like a surprise. So I told Jamie that we were going to just go to dinner and she had no idea. Her best friend's in town at the moment, which is kind of why I picked this weekend. And it was all planned to have everyone there. So when we turned up, it was a big surprise. And man, it's nerve-wracking running a surprise thing.
Yeah, they're really hard to get right because it can go either way.
You don't know how it's going to turn out. And
well,
then,
you wouldn't have known how many people were actually there. And then, like, it's getting all the people there on time and then, like, at the right moment. It's very difficult.
I invited about 50-odd people and I had 30 confirmed and I was happy with the turnout. I was happy with the amount of people.
Yeah, good amount of people.
Yeah, and a lot of people helped out big time as well organising it. So a big thanks to everyone that was involved in it. I had to get a nice car to turn up in as well. So I've got to thank the guys at Audi, Alto Central Coast, for the new car they got me because I couldn't rock up in a movie premiere in the current car that I have. Wouldn't have looked great.
The Suzuki Swift.
Yeah.
I like the Suzuki.
It's no Audi A5, mate.
It's nice.
So it was all organised. I hit record on my phone just to get Jamie's reaction as we turned up to the Avoca Picture Theatre. This is us in the car. She has no idea.
But yeah, it's the Avoca Picture Theatre.
Do you recognise these people?
Ah! Hello!
We're having a screening of your movie Pulse, babe.
What? No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
We are.
No, we're not.
We are. That's why everyone's here.
No, we're not.
Show your keys, Lee.
No, we're not.
What are you wearing?
Oh, my God. I should have got dressed up.
Come on out.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Are we actually?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Oh my god, no photos.
I got quite emotional at this point in the car to see everyone there, and you know, they've taken their time out of their weekend. How's Yammo in the background? What are you wearing? Made it a bit awkward, but thanks for coming.
Trying to be the gay icon.
Is he?
Yeah.
And then when you get out of the car, when you've done a surprise thing, I didn't really know what to say. Everyone's sort of standing there, and we did the big surprise, and then it was kind of a little bit awkward. Take a listen.
Let's hear it for Jamie, guys.
Yay! Oh, my God. I can't even. I'm so shocked. Oh, my God.
Surprise.
This is a bit awkward now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Let's make our way inside so it's not awkward, everybody. Let's do it. Come on in. Let's come on in. Again, Yammo in the background. Surprise. Thanks, mate.
I've been waiting to see that movie for 3 years, I think, and that's what she should be doing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, she should be following her dreams for sure.
What'd you think? So you liked the movie?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, massive thanks to everyone that came along. Honestly, I got super emotional. I'm a big softie in these situations. Just quickly, because we've talked about it on this show before, the sex scene.
Wasn't much, to be honest.
I know it's not much, mate, but it's still very suggestive.
It was very dark, and you didn't. It went for like 20 seconds. Like you didn't see hardly anything.
Easy for you to say, mate.
Yeah, true. I wouldn't like to be you.
If your partner's up on the big screen in a room full of people that you know,
wouldn't love it.
No,
no. So it's not on my to-do list.
I rounded up Yammo, and Yammo and I got the hell out of there. I said, Yammo, you're coming with me in this scene, and we got out. But not too bad.
No, it's not that bad. It wasn't, I'd tell you, and it wasn't bad.
Really?
I'm telling you, it
wasn't
bad.
What did you think it was going to be? Did you think it was going to be?
I thought it was going to be a lot worse.
More great, yeah.
Yeah,
right,
and
okay.
It wasn't at all. It was pretty, like, PG, to be honest. Like, you probably stayed for the worst part of it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Which part was the worst part of it?
Oh, the part that happened before the actual scene.
Oh, right, with the
yeah,
party.
Yeah, to be honest, I felt awkward because I know Jamie really well and I was like, I can't watch it.
At the party.
It was so awkward.
With the bottle?
No, not that part. Oh. It was leading into the scene, but I didn't watch it either, to be honest, like parts of it. I was like, I can't watch this. It's so weird.
Did you do that thing, hand over your
eyes?
Yeah,
I was like, I can't watch, but I'm just going to check. What?
Thanks, everyone, for coming. I appreciate it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Friend of mine last week asked me, oh, can you drop me to the airport on the weekend? And I thought, don't really feel like driving to Newcastle, but
yep.
Sure, I'll do that for a mate. No worries. Anyway, she tells me on the Saturday that it was at 5:30 in the morning she had to be at Newcastle Airport. And I was like, oh, fantastic. Can't wait to do breakfast radio for 6 days a week and then wake up at 3:30 in the morning, my only day off, to drop you at the airport.
So why'd she hold off on that piece of information until after agreed to do it?
She probably knew. I would have said no.
That's cheeky, that is.
Who's
come on.
I wasn't happy, but I didn't make her feel bad for very long.
Right.
Said a couple of things.
The whole trip.
Anyway, we eventually got there and you know when you're just really tired and I was like, I shouldn't really be driving right now. And we eventually got there, had a coffee on the way, but I was still exhausted, got to Newcastle Airport just in time, dropped her off. It was all good. And then I was planning on catching up with a friend of mine who lives in Newcastle. I thought I may as well, you know, make something of the day. But at that time, it was 5:30 in the morning. So I was like, as if anyone is going to come meet me at 5:30 in the morning.
Just rock up and knock on your friend's door. Hey, I'm here. It's me. It's
yeah,
Bree.
I bet she'd love that. So I thought, I'll just park up at the airport car park and have a sleep in my car.
That doesn't sound too crazy, actually. I'd do that.
You would do
that?
Yeah,
I'd do that.
Because I had a thought. I was like, how sad is my life? Like, I'm parking in a car park to have a sleep.
I'm all about that. I've had many a car sleeps.
You have?
Yeah.
That's why I have a dream catcher in my car. So I paid off yesterday and parked up 4 hours later. I slept for 4 hours in my car. That's how tired I was.
You stayed in the... Okay, so you're still inside the paid zone of the airport. You didn't think to leave and go to, like, a nearby McDonald's or a...
Which there is one near Newcastle Airport.
And the servo.
I felt safe. It was 5:30 in the morning and I didn't really feel safe to be laying in my car. I parked in between two cars in the paid parking at the airport. And I was like, oh, it'll be fine. I felt safe. And it was 5:30 in the morning. I didn't really think about it.
Yep.
To be honest.
What did it cost you?
So I wake up at 9:30 and I was like, oh, that was a good nap. And realised I was like, oh, my God, I've been sleeping for a long time. And I've went to drive out of the car park. How much are you thinking this nap cost me yesterday?
4 hours in an airport car park. I'm going to guess it's over $70.
Whoa.
Oh, less than
$70? I came out on top then. Oh. It only cost me like $30-something.
I mean, yeah, it's still expensive, but...
Pretty expensive nap.
$30-odd.
So I dropped her at the airport. Not only did I do that on my only day off at 5:30 in the morning, I had to pay for a nap.
Did you think to message a friend to ask for them to cover for the nap? Because that's something I would say, hey, you know, pretty early, you didn't release this information until later. Now it's cost me $30. Any chance you want to slip in? Actually, tell her it's 70. Go with my price. Tell her it's 70. You had to park in the short-term parking bay.
And then I'll come out on top.
Yes, you will make a $40 profit. I want 20 of it because I came up with the price.
Oh, so really, I don't come out on top because I have to pay you for coming up with the idea.
20 for me, 20 for you. Well, me to text her, I'll do it. Want me to call her?
No, I'm just going to park in the McDonald's next time.
Spend 30 on Maccas.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I'll do that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Now I know how Happy Gilmore felt in the movie Happy Gilmore.
Time to go home there, Ball.
Oh, son of a bitch, Ball. Why didn't you just go home? That's your home! Are you too good for your home?
Classic. Classic movie. Went to a corporate golf day on Friday. They put it on here at the radio station, I think.
Oh, the smoozing day.
Yeah.
With clients.
Yeah. So I got a last-minute invite to that. And people kept saying to me, oh, have you played golf before? Oh, not really. But how hard can it be, mate? You just hit the ball off the tee and away you go. The other stuff's hard off the, you know, once you've driven it, then it gets hard from there. So I've kind of talked it up a little bit.
I think the whole thing's hard.
It's a rough game. Golf is a rough game. It's a tiny ball. It's a tiny hole. I don't know how anyone enjoys it other than the socialising side of it. I stepped up to have my shot, and as I was being videoed, just have a listen to the response to my couple of missed swings after I talked it up that I could actually hit this ball a fair distance.
No warm-up. Why do I agree to this?
I mean, that's just instant reviews that you're getting on the fly there, which absolutely destroy all confidence on the golf course.
Yeah, it's not good when everyone's watching.
And filming and laughing and just, I had two shots. I rocked up to the corporate golf day. I had two shots. No more shots.
What, you didn't play anymore?
No.
Why?
Did you not hear the embarrassment in front of everyone?
Yeah, but surely it could get worse than that.
Oh, it can if you keep missing the shots. It actually gets a whole lot worse.
And what about everyone else? How were they?
They're pretty good.
Oh, they could play.
Yeah, they're pretty good,
So they're all rich.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a bit of time on their hands.
It's a rich man's game.
Yeah, who has time to get down and play golf? This is what I don't understand about Donald Trump. Can run the president of the United States and he plays golf every week.
Because he's rich.
I only do this show and then I've got all day and I still don't get down to the golf course. I just don't find the time for this stuff. But I mean, I've got a tip for anyone on a corporate golf day. If you want to be the hero.
Yeah.
Be the guy that drives the drinks cart.
Oh, I thought you were going to say drives the ball 200 yards. Well, obviously that wasn't happening.
If you're hitting a hole in one, you're the hero.
The drinks cart?
The drinks cart.
What's the drinks cart?
If you're the one driving the drinks cart around, you are the hero of the day. Whenever the drinks cart with all the beers and stuff.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's only for corporate days. But whoever came around on that drinks cart was an absolute hero. to the point where I hitched a ride around to a couple, cut the other holes. Just to, hey guys, I'm here with the drinks. Oh, legend.
Just to claim the glory.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
There's new and different jobs being created in 2017 all the time. People are coming up with new ways to make money. But this is one of the strangest ones I've come along. Dry humping as a profession. A professional dry humper.
For who? Who
for
needs
clients.
It?
Whoever wants
who,
it.
Who wants that?
There's professional cuddlers, which we've talked about on this show.
Yeah.
And now there's professional dry humpers.
My name is Nico, and I do professional dry humping. Actually, I prefer the term alternative love therapy.
Nico, mate, get a new career.
No, mate, it's dry humping. Don't call it something different.
Trying to get technical on it.
Listen to how he talks about
the benefits.
The benefits? Sorry. Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah.
The benefits of alternative love therapy are amazing. Decreased stress levels, increases in serotonin, decreases in cancer rates, healthier lifestyles, happiness. These are just all some of the small benefits that you get from dry humping.
Look, just a little bit of information. I remember back in high school days when you're sort of working out little bits and pieces as you come through high school. This profession was one of the more frustrating sides of the game, I've got to say, if you know what I mean.
I get what you're saying.
So I don't know why anyone would like to pay for the frustration of it all.
I want to know, do you think he's serious?
I guess. I mean, it's a weird world out there.
Listen to how he wraps up what he does as a profession.
You can't dry hump another human without creating a connection. And that connection is what moves the world forward.
Well, he's saving the world one dry hump at a time, is he?
Nah, it's all a load of bull. It's actually not real.
What do you mean? He's just making it up.
They're taking the piss out of all these other jobs that people have created. Got ya.
And here I was about to pay for a dry hump over here.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.